This is Cristina Silveiro with UN News. With COVID-19 an ongoing global concern, satellite imagery can play a powerful role in tracking where we are and how we're responding to restrictions on movement due to the coronavirus. That's according to Robert Chen, co-chair of the Thematic Research Network on Data and Statistics known as TRENDS, who was at UN headquarters this week to discuss his initiative, which is part of the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network. Mr. Chen began by telling Liz Scafidi about the Data for Now event that brought him to New York, which aims to improve the timeliness and quality of SDG data.
I was here attending a side event on a new initiative called Data for Now, aimed at improving the speed of delivery and use of different kinds of data that are needed for sustainable development.
And the side event was for the Statistical Commission?
Right. The UN Statistical Commission meets here every year. There's a lot of activity going on related to measuring progress towards the Sustainable Development Goals. This is the fifth year of the 15-year period. And so the Statistical Commission oversees a lot of the data work that countries carry out to show their progress towards the SDGs.
Your side event, what did it focus on?
So it focused on an initiative that was started last year to try to help countries improve the way in which they can get relevant data for sustainable development. The current set of indicators for SDGs is a very large number, and many countries don't have the capacity to monitor all of them, and often the data comes in several years late. Some even longer, because censuses are only often performed every 10 years. So Data for Now is designed to provide countries with useful data for measuring their progress in sustainable development.
The project that you're working on, does that depend on census?
Yes, it does definitely rely on censuses, but because those are only done every 10 years, it's hard to get data in between. And that's where these new data sources coming in from a variety of angles is important. And one of those angles is using satellite remote sensing to kind of see how the world has changed, whether that's the environment or population and all the buildings and roads that we construct.
Have you worked frequently with satellites?
Well, we work with, in some cases, the design and launch of satellites, but that's a longer process. My center works mostly with the data that comes from satellites that NASA processes and makes available through a network of data centers.
And you also are affiliated with NASA.
Right. I manage one of the NASA data centers. It focuses on actually the integration of socioeconomic data with remote sensing data to try to make it more useful both for research but also for applications.
Walk me through this. You get data from different sources,
right?
And then what do you do with it?
So that data is useful in a range of activities, mostly related to mapping of different human activities and environmental changes. So we take the satellite data, we integrate it with other kinds of data, including data from censuses, and create products that researchers and businesses and decision makers can use in decision making about disaster response, climate change, resource management, and other sorts of areas. It's a way in which we can put together information coming from different disciplines in a very interdisciplinary way to support problem solving.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network called TRENDS?
Sure. The Sustainable Development Solutions Network was founded some years ago, actually, by the person I used to work for, Jeffrey Sachs, who was the director of the Earth Institute at Columbia. And Jeff arranged to create this unique body which aims to bring in academic expertise from around the world, but to support UN goals like the Sustainable Development Goals. So Jeff created SDSN and a number of committees focused on different topics. One of the topics that he was very concerned about was data and how data is managed across all the SDG indicators. So that's where TRENDS comes in. TRENDS was set up as a research network focused on data and statistics.
Can you maybe give us one very specific example of how this has helped people on Earth?
Well, as we are trying to promote sustainable development, one of the key principles of the 2030 agenda was to leave no one behind. And in order to do that, you have to know where people live. If they're in very rural areas or they're in areas that are hard to reach or access, people can't be found and helped in terms of poverty alleviation or health care or vaccinations. We have been working with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on a number of their activities related to things like polio vaccination, distributing other medical supplies. And in order to make sure that there are enough supplies in the right places, you have to understand how many people actually live in those areas. But because the censuses are either out of date or never performed, no one knows how many people are there. And that's where remote sensing can give you a better idea of, you know, how many villages, what are the settlements like, how many people might live there. And that means groups that are doing vaccination campaigns or doing other interventions can make sure they reach everybody because they have better numbers on the target population.
Has any of the work you've done been implemented by, like, the World Health Organization or UNICEF?
Those agencies do use this kind of data. The World Food Program, when it estimates need for food aid, has used these kinds of georeference population data. WHO, I think, and UNICEF have use the data in, for example, their annual child report tries to not understand just where people are, but where are the children and how can we best reach them.
So you actually get to see the results, the fruit of your labor.
Yeah, I think these kinds of data can be put in the hands of people in the field using new methods like geographic information systems or mobile phones. You can give people better data on what they're about to see when they go in the field.
And what about coronavirus? Can the satellite imagery help with that?
The imagery can be used in a couple ways. I mean, some of the data we use, we provide, tell you how many people may be living in an area that's subject to coronavirus, because again, the statistics may be out of date. But I've seen some recent work where people are tracking the impact of the virus on economic activity. So satellites actually can now detect whether people are on the road moving or in and out of different areas for their work or for business. And those kinds of satellite data can give people a better idea of how people are responding to restrictions on movement and so forth.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, we do have a report coming out, which we're happy about. It tries to get at this issue of leaving no one off the map and discuss where the advances in population and infrastructure mapping have gone and how that can benefit the development community. There's both a lot of innovation because of new kinds of satellite data. For example, we can see people, the lights they have at night, and that gives us a different kind of indicator of where people live. We can use new kinds of public and commercial remote sensing to see where people are. But the fact that there are new data out there is often confusing to the development community, and this report tries to do a better job matching the innovation in providing data with the needs that the development community has for very specific information that supports the Sustainable Development Agenda.